Hi everyone, welcome. I am Cole Akweshi Valerie and I'm here with my colleague.
Oh, hi, I'm Yilin.
Here we are going to present, we're going to be interviewing Carlos and trying to know a little about how Latin American communities live here in Orawa. And I'll be glad to introduce our interviewer, Carlos. Welcome, Carlos.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. We really appreciate you for doing this for us. And our first question will be, what's your country of origin?
So my country of origin is Colombia. It's located in South America, and it's a pretty diverse country. I'm from the Caribbean region, which is in the northern part of the country.
Thank you so much for that question. Thank you so much for that brilliant answer.
Back to you to Ottawa.
So I came to Ottawa because of work. I got a job in a company where my mom's friend was the owner. So basically I just got in. I came to Ottawa for that reason. And then I just liked it here. I worked there for a year and now I decided to stay. So it's been already three and a half years of living here in Ottawa.
So do you have family here and do you see them frequently?
Yeah, so specifically in Ottawa, I don't have any family, but I have family in Canada, down south in Cambridge, Ontario. I have my aunt and my cousins. I do see them every once in a while, but not as frequent as I wanted to. But yeah, there's no family, but still there in Ontario. So yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much for the brilliant answer again, Carlos.
You live in a Latin community or neighborhood where people speak Spanish or Portuguese and celebrate rare occasions.
Actually, since I moved to Ottawa, my mom's friend, it's from Santa Marta, which is the city that I am from in Colombia. So since I came to Ottawa, I've been surrounded by Spanish speaking people. And I have moved from one place to another in Ottawa. So everywhere I move, there is usually one or two people that speak the language. And I do speak sometimes with them. We just have things in common because even though they're not Colombians per se, they are Latin America, and that is something that just kind of ties us together. And just talking about different Latin American problems kind of like show us how similar we are in terms of culture, and politically speaking, we're very similar.
Okay, thank you for your good answering.
Well, next, I'm going to ask the next question. What celebrations are most important to you, Carlos?
So, since I've been here in Canada, I think one of the most important celebrations would be the New Year. And it's because in Colombia, we usually see it as a family occasion. So all the adults and children, we all get together, usually at the grandma's house. And that way we just kind of like interact with each other. Some people like that doesn't live in the city just goes to the city for that occasion. So I would say New Year's will be a really important celebration, and there's lots of food, lots of dancing, lots of singing. So yeah, that will be the most important. But per se, in Colombia, there is so many celebrations during the year. So there we have a variety. So that's why I think that's the most important for the family. But there is more different celebrations.
Oh, wow, another brilliant answer, Mr. Carlos. Thank you so much. And I hope one day I could gain that experience too. I would really love to get to experience that maybe someday. Thank you again for the brilliant answer.
I want to ask the question is that how you can you describe a typical day in your community?
Okay, so yes, thank you for that answer, that question, sorry. I think that my day would start in the morning. Just I make the coffee in my cafeteria, which I brought from Colombia. I like to make arepas, which is like a corn flour dough with that you can just either fry or pan fry. And in the afternoon, I kind of like just go to school and work. I have friends and colleagues that are from Latin America. And I like to always keep in touch with my family. So now with technology, I call them FaceTime, WhatsApp. Those platforms, I really keep in touch with my family back home. And I usually make myself enjoy the day just by practicing some customs that I have from Colombia.
Oh, thank you. What food do you make that remind you of home, and where do you purchase your groceries to prepare your traditional meals?
All right. As I mentioned before, I like to make my own food at home. I like to get everything from the grocery stores and small stores, Latin American stores. I like to make sancocho, so a traditional soup filled with vegetables and protein. And it's really good for a really cold day because it's warm, so it warms you up. And I also like to make empanadas. Usually, they're a little bit more complicated because you have to fill them with either beef or chicken, and it's also good to do it on a free day where you just share your time talking with friends or family. And also I like the arepas, which are like this circular dough that you either pan fry or fry, just as I mentioned before. And usually, for some ingredients, it's hard to find in a regular grocery store. So what I do is go either to the Latin American market, or there's a couple stores in the Ottawa-Gatineau region. And I also find some of the ingredients in Asian supermarkets or African supermarkets that are here in Ottawa. They're really good. Like specific for specifics, I usually go to those Latin American markets, but for everything else, I use a regular grocery store here in Canada.
Okay, thank you for the amazing answering.
So I have this question I would like to ask. How likely would you and your family to be use the website we are creating for uploading your stories? And how will you use it? We would like to better serve the community, so any suggestion from you about access as well as what should be posted would be greatly appreciated.
All right, so Thanks for that question. It's good because I'm a student as well, so I would really recommend the website for me myself, just to see other interviews and see how similar we are culturally, because there's not gonna be only Colombians. I'm pretty sure there's gonna be people from Mexico, Central America, and the rest of South America. So I would really recommend this website to my family. That way, because they don't know how to how people act here, like how people interact here. My apologies, in Ottawa. And it'll be important for them to know how community gets together. And I would use it for that purpose, just kind of like to encourage the community to just see how connected we are and how from different experiences we are connected. So basically, what I mean by that is just kind of like a good opportunity for people to know how everybody different experience was to coming here into Ottawa.
Well, thank you for the wonderful answer, Carlos.
Thank you for further interview. Do you have any other comments or concerns that would you like to share?
Actually, no. I'm just happy with all this information that I got to share with you guys, and it's a really good opportunity, as I mentioned before, to people from the Latin American community as well as the ones that are not from the Latin American community, because that way we see our different perspectives and maybe how we relate as an immigrant to this city more specifically. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, Carlos, thank you so much for sharing this with us. We really appreciate your contribution, and we hope we could get to learn maybe in the future some cultures of Latin America. Thank you so much for being here with us, and really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me,
Thank you.
and I hope it all goes well.
Thank you.